coaches before here the tools to rebuild the team, and I think that from that standpoint, we've been successful.
And after beating the Denver Broncos, obviously you were confident in group going into that game at 6-2, but after being the defending champs, how much more confidence and belief does that give this group?
I think it gives us a lot of confidence and belief just because, you know, as far as the team in itself, everything is going on all cylinders. You know, defensively we're starting to play better. Offensively, those guys are continuing to do great things, and special teams is always a hidden battle that we consistently win game in and game out. So for us, it was just more motivating to continue to believe in the process, believe in everything that the coaches continue to tell us to do, and from that standpoint, it's been on a roll.
Derek actually said that some of the guys were probably like, okay, I know we're good, but oh, now we know we're good.
Right. Yeah, definitely, you know, because the Broncos are definitely a tough opponent, and to be able to do the things that we did to them, that game, it really just allowed us to be more confident and have more self-belief in ourselves that we're a pretty good team to mess with.
When you look back on the first 9 weeks of the season, what did you learn about the Oakland Raiders?
I learned that we were all scrappy young players who wanted the same thing. We just had to mold and glue together in order to put that together. And so from the 9 weeks that we've been here, it's been all trying to get after the same goal and making sure that we can all believe and trust in each other.
When you look at the AFC West, it's pretty stacked.
It is. It's a lot of competition, man. And that's the best thing about this league is, you know, you're going to face tough competition week in and week out, and you're going to always be put to the test, the challenge, and it's either you rise up or you fall.
For most, if not all, you guys, you're going to have uncharted territory this next game.
Yeah.
Internationally, what are your thoughts about the extra travel, playing internationally, all that?
I think it's going to be a challenge, you know, but statistically, we've been able to travel very well. You know, that's all part of, you know, the coaching staff, our strength and conditioning team. They all put us in good situations. They're making sure that we're in comfortable situations when we're going up there. So I have all the trust and belief that they'll put us in the best possible position.
You went there during the offseason, right?
Yeah.
What was the sense you got of that? Are they into football?
They are. It's a big thing over there. I mean, the fans in Mexico City are loud. They're definitely for us all the way. And so when I went there, it was nothing but love from them. And hopefully we'll go over there and give them a victory as well.
What are your thoughts about the league just growing the brand? You know, they got the three games in London now and Mexico. Do you think that's a good strategy for the league?
I can't really speak on the strategy. I think that I think it's something good because, you know, when we go international, football is not known for football over there. What we do is called American football. You know, soccer over there is king for them. So for them to be able to get a little snippet and piece of what American football is to them, I think it's all the more joy for them as fans. And it just expands the brand.
Speaking of American football, and you got an off Sunday coming up. Are you much of a couch potato? You're going to get on the couch and watch some of these?
No, you know, the biggest thing I think for the bye week is, you know, try to get away, get your mind away so that when you come back, you're totally zoned in and focused and you're refreshed for the next part of the season.
So no clicker, no couch potato for you?
Nah, I wouldn't be a clicker couch potato. You know, I need to get out, exercise, see some scenery a little bit. You know, we live in the beautiful state of California, so there's a lot of things to do out here.